Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, 3-2 Sharks win. Before we hear from Phil Housley, let's check in with Paul Hamilton now at San Jose while we wait for the coach. Paul, all three players talked about details. I know Eichel's line is a good quote, saying we need to get sick of losing. You're standing there. I sensed it from Jack. I sensed it from Leonard all the way across the coast here in Amherst. I feel like that those two, at the very least, are sick of losing.
Well, how many times, Brian, have we talked about, you know, you'd like to see some more anger on this team? We saw that in the locker room tonight. We saw some genuine anger from Robin Leonard, from Jack Eichel, and even from Jason Pominville, who, you know, is a pretty easygoing guy. You know, yes, it was an improvement. There's no question about that. But it's not good enough. You know, they have to get sick of losing, and they have to, as Robin Leonard talked about, get people in front of the net and do the little things and not have guys, you know, just let down, you know, when you wind up getting goals scored on you because guys aren't aware of people around them and they wind up getting easy tap-ins and those types of things that go on there. So those are the types of things that I think, it was good to hear. You know, I think, you know, guys are starting to get angry, and I think that's when things will change, is when they do get tired of it.
Five shots in the third. People may wake up tomorrow, Paul, and say, oh, they didn't go at it hard in the third. What did you think of the effort and the energy in the last period?
I thought it was better, and we'll get to that in 1 second as Coach Housley is going to be walking up here.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Coach Phil Housley. And Brian, unfortunately, I forgot the question you brought up before Coach Housley started.
Yeah, me too. I was listening to him intently, so don't worry about it. Phil's Housley's press conference brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. Well, we were talking about, you know, Eichel saying they're sick of losing. Leonard sounded upset, and, you know, you had said that at least the three players you spoke with, that they seemed upset about it.
And it wasn't fake.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you go in there and it's just a fake show, you know, putting on for the media. I didn't feel that way.
All right. So we know that Eichel, Gergensen's, Pominville, they had a very nice game. We know that the breakdowns of the defensive end were at least lessened in this game. But as we heard there toward the end, there's got to be some contributions offensively from other groups. And we can go back to some of the players we mentioned earlier in our pregame, Paul, which is the O'Reilly line, that group. You know, where else are these goals going to start coming from? It can't always be the Eichel-Pominville duo getting it done, I guess, for this team right now.
I think if Oposo keeps playing the way he did in this game, especially as the game went on, I know he didn't feel well, but I thought it was his best game by far. I think eventually they will start putting the puck on the net. He was creating scoring opportunities more than maybe the other two were. But I think it was because they were coming out as a line and they were breaking up the ice as a unit as the game went on. And I thought Kyle Oposo did really create some chances there. And, you know, simply what Coach Housley was talking about, get some traffic in front of Jones. You know, yes, you created the chances, but now get people to the net so he can't sit there and see everything.
Yeah. Okay, Paul. I know normally there's always like a curfew at San Jose Airport. Are they leaving?
They're rushing to get out of here.
All right, so I'm going to let you go and practice tomorrow in L.A., and then they'll play the Kings Saturday. That's the plan?
That is correct.
Okay, have a safe trip to L.A. We'll talk Saturday on pregame.
Sounds good. Take care.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.